Welcome to Heiken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 181 is brought to you by Harl, Leyland, and Naya, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are happy to reveal the new art for Heiken during May 2021. We'll be discussing the fake house from last week, May Day and Mother's Day in New Horizons, and some other Animal Crossing goodies that have popped up. So to begin, hello, Nina. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you, guys, for letting me take the week off last week.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, of course, I know you've had a hard time as of late, and we were happy to give you a break, and yeah. You know, whenever you need one, just let us know.
Well, hopefully I won't need another one anytime soon. But
Yeah. And then, hi, Sergio, how are you doing?
Hey, Chewy, hey, Nina, I'm doing pretty good. It's been, it was a nice weekend, and the week is looking good, too, so yeah, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good, I'm glad. So yeah, I guess before we talk about the art real quick, Nina, we want to dedicate this show to your little doggy Emmett. So yeah. we'll put a picture up for everybody to see, one that you sent earlier. So everybody, send your love to Nina. It's been a hard time as of late. So yeah, how are you doing, Nina?
Doing okay.
Yeah. I know it's tough. Yeah, losses of pets is often, it can just be so sudden. We've had some birds go from like perfectly fine a day ago, and then just they're not in a good spot after a little bit. So
yeah, that's how this one kind of happened too. So still a little bit in shock, and the house is super quiet, but you know, gotta keep on moving, I guess.
Yeah, well, we're here for you, and I'm sure everybody who listens is, you know, sending good vibes your way, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Well, I guess let's talk about some Heiken artwork that we have, and I'm pretty excited about this one. We have some returning characters that we saw last year, funny enough. Pearl and Ellie have popped up in this one once again. But yeah, just a lot of really cute pastel colors going on in this one. I really love it. This art is from Ira. We actually discussed how we might pronounce your name, so apologies if we picked the wrong one. We were between Ira or Ira. But they have provided us with this art, and it's absolutely adorable. Nina, resident art expert, what are you thinking on this one?
I love the color palette. It's so cute.
Yes.
And that it's got the little round world. It reminds me of like the Wild World style. Super sweet.
Yeah, that Wild World cover is still one of my favorites. It's one of the cutest of Animal Crossing's little box arts, you know. We've had you on to talk about the box arts before.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so that was really, it's a fun little callback here for this one. Sergio, how do you feel about this art this month?
Oh, I like it a lot. I'm definitely with Nina. I think the color palette is what makes it, because the colors just blend into each other so well in the subjects too of the piece, the characters, the world, the flowers. It's very smooth, but it looks very, very nice. Very pastel-y, very comforting.
Yeah, this one, it's adorable. I just love the cute little characters, too. All of their faces are just like, yes. I want to pinch their little cheeks. They're so cute. These are adorable. Of course, I mean, one of my personal favorites, Pearl, making an appearance here, watering some flowers, too. And yeah, just the gardening aspect of the game is really highlighted here. So I guess I'll tell you all the statement that Ira provided us. They said, I was very happy to be able to do a piece for May because I love spring. This piece is inspired by the large amount of time I spent gardening when New Horizons first came out. Growing hybrids in each Animal Crossing game brings me such joy. It was so soothing to go around watering all the flowers in town as a routine every morning. The layout for this piece is a callback to the original art for Wild World. There it is. That was my first Animal Crossing game, and I will always remember it fondly. The simple yet incredibly cute art style sparked my interest in drawing. Since then, I have consistently loved Animal Crossing and art. So yeah, I mean, we definitely feel that Wild World callback here. Yeah, it's really nice to see that was behind the thought process here.
I love too how the flowers definitely look like they just exploded, which has been happening a lot in New Horizons. So
Yeah.
it's super fun.
Yeah, New Horizons is that game's an explosion of flowers every day after it rains, you know? So yeah, no, it's really nice to see this aspect of the game highlighted. Especially for me, it tends to be one that I don't focus on as much as others. I really like the idea of doing the crossbreeding of flowers for the hybrids and everything, but whenever I think about doing it, I get so lazy. I'm like, oh, I don't want to. I don't know. I get a little bit overwhelmed because I'm like, I want to get them all. And then I'm a spreadsheet person. So I start going a little too wild, making spreadsheets. I literally, this past weekend, have started going to Harv's. Like at the end of my little Animal Crossing run, I'm just like, all right, I picked out outfits for Pearl already, and now I'm gonna do Grizzly, and then I did Deirdre, and that's been like my last 3 days of playing the game, where after I finish for the day, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go pick up some new outfits because the weather has changed, and I feel like all my characters are walking around in their sweaters still, and I'm just like, oh, you're gonna be burning up pretty soon. Yeah. So I mean, small little tangent there, but Ira, we really want to thank you for this wonderful piece of art for Haken. It's definitely one of the cutest we've had. And yeah, we hope everybody enjoys it for this month. And yeah, as always, all of their links are in the description. You can check them out. They have a coffee, some social media stuff. We're dropping the link tree there, so you can go and see and support them everywhere because they're making really great art, and I really want you all to enjoy it. So, yeah, be sure to check it out. So, it's going to be a long corrections corner this week. Nina, you were gone last week. We talked about this fake house that popped up, and it was basically one that didn't exist in the game. It didn't belong to any villagers. And this person on Twitter pointed it out. Their name is Lauren. I'll try to put their handle in the description for all of you as well, and you can give them a follow. But basically, one of their mods on their Discord or somewhere, they are really into these houses that are kind of the Zen style houses, right? And so when they saw this Zen styled house, it kind of, they perked up. They're like, ooh, whose house is this? I want to find this villager and have them move in because that's kind of the vibe they're going for on their island, right? So, I mean, this was a happy accident discovery here. Just somebody who really likes that house style and it fits their island theme is looking at it and going, hey, why don't I have this on my place? This is a great place, right? So, after we all went to animalcrossingworld.com and looked at their complete exterior list for the houses, none of us found it. It was nowhere to be found, unidentified. And so we're thinking, naturally, what we're all going to jump to, new characters, Lottie's letting us redesign places, all of the wildest things. I mean, I will say we did point out that this could just be a mistake. This isn't the first time Nintendo has lied to us. But unfortunately, everybody, that whole episode, erase it from your mind. It's not good news. It's bad.
I'm kind of glad I missed all of this.
I know. And you don't have to be wrong, like
Oh no, that's not what I
Sergio.
meant.
I remember specifically asking both of us, what do you think this means for Nintendo? Do you think Nintendo has something going on? We were both like, yeah, definitely new characters. Come on. No. So, all this said, Nintendo has stated that the house in the image was not in the actual game. They have since removed the image. They kind of made a statement on all of the different websites, the Japanese one, the European one. I didn't actually check if it was on the US one, but I guess I should check. The image is gone. And they apologized. They said, it's not real, everybody. We're sorry. We forgot Animal Crossing fans notice every single thing on the planet.
Yeah. But just video game fans do. And Nintendo is the king of that. They know that every single second of every single trailer, you know, every day of E3 is picked apart. And they... What were they thinking? I don't understand this at all.
Clearly, this is an example of they have their own build of the game, you know, and it's the one that they're probably messing with, making all these trailers just to like manipulate it in ways to make the scenes they want, right? And probably test a lot of things that they're working on. So I guess this is somebody, I didn't really double check this one, but somebody has said that there are other houses in these trailers that have popped up and aren't actually in the game as well, even prior to this. So like I said, this one was literally noticed by somebody who really really has that Zen theme on their island, right? Mm-hmm. And so, of course, they're going to see this house and be like, oh, yeah, that I need to find out who lives there so they can live here.
Yeah.
Right.
So the other ones, they just flew under the radar until this fateful day here that got us all worked up for nothing. It just reminds me of like all the... It's clear that Nintendo's using a different build of the game to do things. We've seen stuff like the white picket fences that have since been changed. Probably not removed. I kind of doubt they were removed and they were just changed to that kind of tan color that we have now, right? So we've also seen like impossible terraforming things. I pointed out once that there were... When you are terraforming cliffs, for example, you can't make like a point at the very front of the cliff, like on the face of the cliff. If you hit the other side, the whole thing comes down.
Right.
We've seen that in trailers for Animal Crossing.
And the trees. And the trees next to the cliff, you can't terraform that either.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they can put trees next to cliffs, and we can't. And I don't think that's fair. To this day, I just don't think that's fair. All of this, they need to be more careful. We're noticing all of it, and they're going to keep getting in trouble. And full episodes dedicated to this. Yeah, and I jokingly wrote down here, too, they've also lied about the game getting updated. Like, there are no updates. And that's a joke, of course. I mean, I know a lot of people out there definitely feel like the game is not being updated. And I'm sorry that that's the feeling, but... Okay, I'm going to go on a tangent here, and I don't want to get you all too hyped about it.
Uh-oh.
And Nintendo just put out the online for Super Mario Party, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are kind of saying that, like, this is Nintendo finally being like, okay, we're using the new servers, the new online servers. I don't know how many people know about this, but Nintendo has been using the same servers for online for 18 years. They're running, like, Windows 98 or something. It's an old server, but they finally upgraded those, and people are under the impression that a lot of online games are moving toward those servers, and this could be an indicator that stuff that they previously thought wasn't going to work for online may work now, that we're going to have updated hardware in that sense. So I'm starting to get my hopes up for like a big summer online multiplayer update for Animal Crossing. I think this is the time to bring Layla, I believe is her name, Layla from New Leaf,
right.
Cap'n's daughter. It's time to have her bring her boat over and take us to go play some mini games on Tortimer Island. Yeah, I don't know. That's my tangent. And it's probably not going to happen, so just forget I said anything.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, one can hope. I understand that we were promised all these like year two updates kind of pre-pandemic, I'm pretty sure. So, of course, things probably changed. And we keep saying that over and over again. But we just have to wait and see. You know, we can be patient, don't expect too much. And so if we do get surprised, then it's even more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm at the point where I pretty much feel like there's probably like a big update to this game on the way, but I'm assuming that a lot of it got kind of pushed around just to make sure things like the events were prioritized for year one. And then you know, they've probably been working on just a few new items to keep things going while they actually work on something a lot bigger. Because I don't know. I still feel like there are plenty of things that they can do to build off the game in ways. And I just don't know when they're going to do it is basically the thing. We're going to get some really interesting info this week. Unfortunately, it's going to come the day after this episode airs. But Nintendo's like year-long financials are out on Wednesday this week. So we're finally going to see, like, did New Horizons surpass Mario Kart?
Yes.
Is that going to actually happen? I will still be kind of surprised if it does, considering Mario Kart is still the game being bundled up with Switches during the holidays, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that boosts their sales a bit, but I don't know. This game, people are picking it up. Literally, the last numbers, the ones that we know about right now, it's at 31 million copies, nearly 10 million copies more than the next game, which is in third place, Super Smash Brothers.
Wow.
That is phenomenal. That is, and I could not ever tell you that was going to happen in the past. I believed it could, but I didn't know it would be like this big a gap between the two, you know? So I have to think that with seeing a player base that large, with seeing so many players kind of disgruntled with what the updates have amounted to thus far, I have to believe there's something bigger on the way. I don't know how big and don't know when, but I just believe it's going to happen. So we'll see in the future. Regardless, for now, we'll just like mourn the death of our hopes for new characters coming anytime soon. It's not going to happen. No. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm sorry to lead you all astray last week, but luckily, you know, we did open up with saying like this could all just be a mistake.
Yes.
So it's a mistake and we apologize for that. That's corrections corner for the week. So let's go ahead and move on into updates, or the so-called updates. We have the return of May Day is official, and a Mother's Day seasonal surprise is upon us. So we'll start with the big main event for this, I guess this next week. You have until the 7th to complete May Day.
Yeah, it's Friday.
So Friday, this thing will be gone. You can do this once as each of your characters on your island, depending on if you have more or not. If you have not done this before, you will be getting the prize from last year.
Oh.
It is a new maze still. You will still be doing the same maze, but it is last year's prize, which personally, I am glad that last year's prize is still available, because all my other characters from the game did not play the events last year.
Right.
I don't think I had them made at that point, so I'm happy I can get that prize again, because I kind of want more of them. It is a new prize for returning players. That said, Rover is visiting, and so we've kind of seen more photos pop up for special characters. The Nook app, what is it called? I guess the Nintendo Switch Online app has the Animal Crossing section. They now have the Nook Points section, where you can redeem your points for Timmy and Tommy's photo, Tom Nook's photo, Isabelle's photo. And now the app didn't get updated, but we are seeing Rover's photo as the new prize here for May Day.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a cool little change, a nice little treat to get mm-hmm. for that. It's very rare that we get the special characters photos. They're notoriously difficult to get in previous games. So I think, which one of you wrote info here on May Day, if you wanted to take over from here?
Oh, I wrote some stuff in. Cool.
Yeah. Take it away, Nina.
I just wanted to remind players tell new players that you really won't get your prize until the next day. So I think last year a lot of people were confused by that, where you get sent home with empty pockets from the May Day maze, and then they're like, well, where's my stuff? So mails it to you. What?
I was just as confused this year.
Oh, no. About that.
I was like, where's my stuff? Did I get robbed? Rover? More like robber. Am I right? Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm really glad you're putting that reminder in for people, because once again, I was a fool. And I was just like, where's my stuff? I feel like somebody ripped me off along the way.
So that goes for your prize that you get and any prize tickets that you pick up along the way, if you're able to get those.
Oh, nice.
Awesome.
Which, how did you guys do?
Sergio, do you want to start there? Have you done it?
Yeah, no, I haven't done it.
Oh, but no!
I'm really looking forward to it. I heard that it's not as difficult as the first one, but I'm still looking forward to it.
You know, I wasn't sure if it wasn't as difficult or if I just knew what to expect a little bit more, you know? Because mm-hmm. I feel like the last one, I had a harder time, but I feel like it trained me to think about the maze in some way. I did get fooled by a couple things. Mm-hmm. So it took me 3 times to 100% run on it.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, awesome. We're twins. So I streamed it, so people saw every mistake I made as I was making. But yeah, no, I think this time around I came in more educated. I was a stronger person. So I think that might have been why I didn't find it as difficult, but it still took me 3 tries, you know?
Yeah, I kind of like that. It's fun. It's a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're still, I like how creative they are. Mm-hmm. And it makes me kind of want, I guess I won't say too much, so I won't spoil it to you, Sergio, but I want some indicators on some information that we don't get in the game. But at the same time, it makes it that it fools you to do other things.
Yeah.
It's about the tools, Nina.
Oh, okay.
If that is vague enough, mm-hmm.
where I think it won't give it away. Yeah, there's some red herrings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, regardless, it's a fun maze. It's really cute. It's fun to see Rover again. And hopefully I can get more of that first year's prize, which is, I'll tell you all, since we already told you the second year prize, it is a suitcase, Rover suitcase. It's adorable. Mm-hmm. It's got stickers. And, you know, we love stickers.
Mm-hmm. It's really cute.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess, is there anything else you all wanted to say about May Day? Are you excited to try it out, Sergio?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely very excited. And I remember liking the first one a lot. I really want them to, I mean, if this keeps going and we get a new one every year, I don't know how many they're going to do, but if they get to 12, which I doubt it, but you know, let's hope, it would be nice if they start rotating every month.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool to see that kind of be a regular little challenge that you can go on. The one, I guess, I did want to mention, one little bummer of it is that you still can only do it once as your character.
Right.
And so anybody who does it, beware, like, stay on that island. Do not leave until you complete everything that you want to complete there, because once you leave, you cannot return. Mm-hmm. There is, you've used up your one ticket. You can't go back. That's it. So with that said, if you do happen to leave and you didn't get a prize and you really want one, make another character. Just put them on the beach or somewhere that's, you know, it's not going to be in your way or anything. Make a character, do the event as that character, get the prize, delete them if you don't want them. Or, you know, just take advantage of having extra storage. I'm about to do that because my storage space is so full. And I have all these other characters that have room in their closets. And I'm just like, all right, let me steal your stuff real quick. That's the warning there. You can only do it once. Be sure to complete it if you only have the one character. If not, there are backups, luckily. You can do it again. But once again, the first time a player is doing this, they can only get the first item. I don't know if you can time travel through to like another year and do it again and get the next item. But, you know, all this stuff takes too much testing, and I'm not a time traveler to actually check it out for all of you. But, yeah, you've been warned is the story here. Yeah. So the other little surprise thing we've got, we have a new seasonal item for Mother's Day. Last year, we got the Mother's Day mug, which is a pink mug with a little flower on it. This year, we have carnations, and this is different from the carnations we've seen in previous iterations of Animal Crossing, where they were an actual flower that we could plant and water and then get more carnations from. My New Leaf town, I always want to call them islands now. My New Leaf town actually has carnations around every character house that I have, like every villager. So I spent a lot of time breeding carnations in that game. These carnations in New Horizons, they are in a cute little basket. It's both, I think the red and white ones, right? Were there pink in there as well?
You could breed the pink ones.
Right, right.
Oh, you can't. Oh, can you? Well, I'm talking about the actual basket in New Horizons, I guess. I'd have to open it up to look. I don't have it open right now. but it's a really cute basket. I really like it. I'm sure the one thing that people are going to miss is actually being able to plant carnations around their island, right?
Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite flowers in the other Animal Crossing games, and I was kind of hoping that one day we would get them, but I guess we've got an iteration of them. I've already ordered 10, like, as I do. I tend to just order 5 on the first day, 5 on the second day, and I'm like, all right, that should be good. My closet's already full. I can't do anything with these. I guess, how do you feel about the carnations, Nina?
So I'm having to look it up actually because I'm kind of behind in my game. I haven't been able to order them yet.
Oh, okay.
Is it like in a little wicker basket with a red bow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the ones.
There are pink ones in there. They're cute.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's a decently cute item.
I wonder how big it is. I need to find another picture.
It looks like it I can tell you because I've ordered a bunch, like I said. Mm-hmm. They're not too big. It looks like kind of a, not as small as like if you picked a flower and placed it and it's mm-hmm. got that little plot, you know, mm-hmm. or pot, sorry, not plot. I would compare the basket kind of to, you know, the basket that like the cypress little plant comes in. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's like close to that size, maybe a little smaller.
That's cute. Yeah. Oh, and then in the picture I'm looking at right now, it's actually on a table. So that's mm-hmm. awesome that you can put it up high too.
Yeah, you can place it on things. I think it's an adorable little item. I like it significantly more than the Mother's Day mug that we've gotten.
Yeah.
That mug, mm-mm. I never liked it. Mm-mm. I just, I'm not a fan of it. I have one in my closet as a little collectible, and that's the only one that I'm ever going to have. I'm not going to buy more these. But the carnations, I'm kind of, I went a little wild getting those Tree Day trees, you know? I have a ton of them in my closet, and I'm kind of thinking, like, do I buy more carnations? Am I going to use these all over the place? Because they are really cute, and I do like the colors that they bring to the island for sure.
Mm. Do you mean the forsythia?
Yeah, that's the one I mean.
Awesome.
I bought tons of those. I bought a ton of those Egg Day trees as well, the ones with the little eggs hanging from it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, this is the closest we're going to get to different kinds of trees on our island. So naturally, I bought a bunch of those as well.
Yeah.
All of the plant life, that gets me.
I know. I've really been enjoying this, these new little items.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's the bummer here because, like, yes, it's a small update, but, like, these items are cute. They're doing a good job with the items that we are getting. I know people want more, like, Pocket Camp amounts more. And, you know, I wouldn't mind it either, but I think for now I'm happy. I'm happy with what we're getting. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, and some of these items, I would say, like, the carnations, they work well indoors and outdoors. So that is nice to get those kind of items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Especially, we'll get into this a little bit later, but, like, I don't know. I kind of wonder if people spend more time decorating the outdoors or the indoor spaces around their island, you know? there's so many things to decorate in this game. It makes sense to me that they would go with such a decoration-oriented style for this Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Cool. So, I mean, that's basically all of the new stuff that's going on in New Horizons for now. Once again, go check out May Day before Friday ends, because after that, it will be gone. So, you know, get your items. It should be cool to, you know, just see how you do on the maze. It's a cool little puzzle. And don't forget to get your Mother's Day stuff. At least the new carnations, I think, are very worth it. And just get one mug. You don't need more of those mugs. They're not cute. cool. So let's go ahead and move on into this last little topic. And Nina, you've been really keeping track of some of this really cute Animal Crossing stuff that has popped up around the world. I want you to take over from here and tell us about some of the goodies that are available for people.
Yeah. So 2 weeks ago when I was on, we talked a little tiny bit about the Uniqlo stuff that had come out and the box lunch stuff that had come out. And so now we're actually also getting more Target goodies too, which is so exciting. And these are all U.S. items as far as I know. I'll have to look into it more if other areas are getting these. But there are 5 new prints of items that are coming to or are at Target, actually. there's a pink pattern that has all different cat villagers all over it. There's a purple pattern with Abel sisters all over it. And these kind of look, they remind me of the Pop-Tart 3DS that we got a long time ago.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, it's kind of mimicking that. There's one that's like super colorful with fruit and special characters. There's kind of like a mint and beige Tom Nook Argyle type print. And then there's like the traditional one we keep seeing that's teal and has the new leaf or the new New Horizons leaf print on it. These prints are coming on all sorts of items like thermoses and journals and these really cute mini backpacks that have Switch pockets inside them, like just the right size for your Switch, which I really want those. I'm going to have to try and run to Target this weekend. And there's like Switch purses. There's even a lamp that has like a little Isabel like pull chain on it to turn it on and off. Target has realized how much New Horizons is selling and is, you know, trying to cash in on it. And I'm here for that.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I was talking to you about this a little bit earlier, but I remember seeing, you know, people post about like all of the Animal Crossing merch they had when they went to pick up the Sanrio cards. Mm-hmm. And one of the photos had the cutest little Brewster there. Yeah. And I was just like, I want that plushie. I want a Brewster plushie. Like, come on. So I naturally went that weekend and found nothing that was Animal Crossing plushie related. So they're onto us. They know that we want the Animal Crossing goodies, and they're filling the stores up with it. That said, when we did go, we did see that the backpacks that they had, mm-hmm. and Jackie thought they were really cute. She was like, oh, these are really cute, and they're really great size for like theme parks or something.
Yeah,
you know, just to have a little bag that's convenient for, you know, whether a place has lockers or something, mm-hmm. or something that can just sit on your lap while you're on a ride. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we may go and get one of those when we finally get out of this pandemic and can go to a theme park.
Yeah. I mean, because it doesn't look like they're available online. So it really is going to mm-hmm. be hit or miss if your local Target has these items or not, which is tricky. And we keep running into that, which is no fun. But, you know, I actually had one of my friends at school, the librarian at school who plays Animal Crossing 2, got me the purple Able Sisters journal when she heard about Emmett. So I have my hands on one of the items, and it's so exciting. And it's, you know, it's cute. It's got huge spaces between the lines, so it's lined paper, and the paper all is like watermarked with the Able Sisters faces. And mm-hmm. it's hardback journal with, like, you know, the little ribbon. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah, that's adorable. Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you got your hands on something already.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Were there any other little things you wanted to mention regarding goodies that we've got?
Gosh, well, if you guys want to move on to our Build-A-Bear update, which is crazy to me, unless you guys had anything else you wanted to say about Target.
No, that's good. I mean, I want to definitely go again. Maybe I'll make a trip this week and see if I find any of the plushies that I'm looking for.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see kind of the quality of the items too. I want to get my hands mm-hmm. on the book bags and my hands on the plushies before buying them. Because I know sometimes Target has a tendency to make some cheapo stuff and cash in on it. So that's interesting to me. We'll have to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, you guys ready for Build-A-Bear news?
Yeah, I'm ready for Build-A-Bear.
Okay, because I don't know how I feel about this, actually. I'm a little enraged about, you know, this whole scenario. But so we all, you know, Chewy and I were waiting in line to get our Tom Nook and our Isabelle plushies the last time Build-A-Bear had a release. And they have been slowly amping up to the second release that was today for the same two plushes, the Isabelle and the Tom Nook that we saw before. And I can't even tell you the number of emails I got with so much helpful information about the second release, so many videos they've made with YouTubers and, you know, like infographics, and this is how you get in line. Like, this second release is so much better handled than the first release. It's kind of, you know, kind of frustrating that maybe this should have happened the first time these plushies were released. But I also jumped in line today because the release was at like 3 or 4 Central Standard Time or something like that. So I hopped in just to see what the wait was going to be like, because if you guys remember from our episode where we talked about the original Build-A-Bear release, the queue system I liked, but it it was just so overwhelmed that mine said like over an hour of wait time for a very long time.
For several hours.
For several hours. Yes. Yeah. And this time I hopped in and was like, you have a 23 minute wait. So I waited the 23 minutes just to kind of see. As soon as I got in, everything was still available. The two Tom Nooks, the two Isabels with the, you know, one comes with the sayings and one comes with the song. So I don't know if people just didn't know there was a second release. I don't know if they made more of a backstock this time for the number of people who were interested. Or, I don't know, if people just were only interested in the first release because there was hype. Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Like, I'm very glad that more people are able to buy them, but it's just, like, a weird situation, I think. What do you guys thinking over there?
Yeah, I agree. It's odd, especially because, like you said, the second round and now nobody like seems to care, even though we know there's a lot of people that didn't manage to get it the first time around.
Yeah.
I think I'm with you that it's part of the hype. So I think whenever they release that mysterious new character, KK, I think there's going to be the same thing. A lot of demand for that one. I'm going to be there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It just seemed like that first initial rush for this was like any normal rush for Animal Crossing things, I would say. But where this one luckily differs is that like there is a lot of stock of these things still available and still coming. This was only the second like online release. They're still planning on doing a full in-store launch this summer.
Right. Yeah.
So for anybody who wants them but kind of needs to see them in person, because I know a lot of people weren't thrilled about the designs at first, they looked really cute in person. I finally got mine, and I've been enjoying them for sure. They're actually sitting right next to me right now, watching the podcast. but yeah, they're cute. I love their little phrases. I got the ones with phrases. Mm-hmm. It's really nice to hear their voices in there. Jackie glares at me and rolls her eyes every time I press them. Which is the exact reaction I wanted. But yeah, I think they're cute, and you know, they're gonna be available still, which is great and rare for anybody who wants Animal Crossing merch. And yeah, I think overall they just did a way better job with the second release. I mean, it wasn't as full, and there weren't so many people trying to get them all at one time. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they're still available. I don't even know if you could still go and buy them right now. Maybe you can, just with how slow this release was.
I'm about to check. I'm so interested.
Yeah, you should check it out.
I also am wondering too if like all this hype and everybody clamoring to buy it. The next day I went on eBay and actually went on eBay today too to double check. It was so flooded with these plushies being resold for hundreds of dollars. So, you know, it makes me wonder, like, yes, we're having to clamor for these new releases and this merch that we rarely get. But how much of it is actual fans trying to buy, you know, favorite items, and how much of it is just people trying to profit, you know, off of hype. Mm-hmm. So it can be very frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's honestly been a bigger culture this, throughout the pandemic, basically, like all of these collectible things are getting bought out pretty frequently and resold.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure we'll see a lot of it. I know it's especially kind of like a time when people want income from different sources too, just extra income. So to some extent, it's people who are just like, I need some money. And the others are, you know, it's kind of what they've been doing, and that's what they're into. So,
yeah.
Luckily, after this second release, I don't really have a doubt that they're going to be too hard to get your hands on. And we'll see how the KK Slider, I mean, mystery character release goes later this summer. But if this is any indicator, I think we'll do okay with the stock, you know?
Oh, okay. Ah! I'm on the website, and they are sold out.
Oh, okay. mm-hmm. Well, another successful release, right?
Yeah. And they do have like a little sign next to each of them that says returning soon.
And this time Build-A-Bear means it. Like this second release was a lot sooner than I thought it was going to be.
That's true.
I really assumed that we were going to be waiting till summer. So we'll probably see maybe one more in the next month or so, month or two, and then like a full summer launch with that third character, KK Slider.
In there. You guys are going to be real sad when it's not KK Slider.
I mean, I feel like it has to be. I feel like it's going to be KK Slider. And even if it's not... They know they already have my money. They don't even have to try.
It's just going to be Sahara.
Well, sold.
Sold.
It's my favorite size, right?
There you go.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and close out this show with our Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week, we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show. This week's question was, which do you like better, indoor decorating or outdoor decorating? And this is, I kind of mentioned this a little bit earlier in the show, but this is a conversation I feel like we haven't had too much. This is the first Animal Crossing game that has this like free outdoor decorating system. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of been wondering, like, are people latching onto that a lot more than their indoor decorating? I guess just from experience here, Jackie said outdoor for sure. She did not hesitate. Mm-hmm. And a lot of her answer was really revolved around, like, she just doesn't like going inside her house and going through all the loading screens there.
Yes.
She prefers the continuous gameplay offered by just doing stuff outside, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was her answer, but maybe we'll go Sergio, then Nina, then me on these.
Okay.
Sounds good. So the first answer is from Lindsay Sharp, and they said, I love outdoor decorating the most. I feel like I have so much more space to really make my ideas come to life. I feel like I have so many ideas and so many different aesthetics that I love that I can sometimes feel overwhelmed trying to find a way to fit all of those things in the house, even though we have so many rooms. But yeah, that's true. I mean, with the outdoors, the compared to the indoors, the space is definitely much, much, much more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like you have so much freedom to work around places too, and really move things in bigger ways than you can kind of inside. Like, you know, inside you're restricted to what's the space in those walls, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, outdoors, there's just a lot more that you can reach out and do, and spaces can lead to other places too.
Yeah.
In a cleaner way than going through a doorway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brittany C says, definitely outdoor decorating. My natural style is very woodsy, so I'm never quite happy with what I've created until I add trees and flowers. Sounds like a Haken resident.
Yeah, that's my vibe for sure. Mm-hmm. I love that. I've been planting trees all over the place. Well, in one little spot, because I'm planning on moving them as I decorate other places with more trees. So I get that woodsy vibe for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Quantrell said, I take more pride in how my house looks than the island exterior. My house represents my personal taste and style and better reflects me. If only Nintendo would finally add a Happy Home Designer update with more exterior and interior home decorating options. And yeah, I like this too, just because like I feel like the stuff you do inside your house can totally go by your own vibe, you know?
Right.
It can feel a little bit more personal. Because I feel like when I'm outdoor decorating, I kind of like to cater to, oh, this character lives here. So I feel like they like this type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have nice. Just so many of the moving wallpapers and stuff now. Speaking of Sahara. So, I mean, it really does add a lot to the indoors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. So, Ollie said, both for different reasons. Personally, I feel like outdoors is more rewarding because you get to see what you worked on every day. I like indoor decorating for more detailed decorating because then I don't have to worry about lag. Sad, but true.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowded towns, really, you start to see it fast. Mm-hmm.
I just wish, like, the whole house could load. Like, I don't mind waiting for a loading screen when I first go into the house, but it's the ones in between rooms that really get to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I walk into the wrong room all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, great. Have to see this loading screen again just to repair the error that I've already done. And that's like three loading screens that were unnecessary to get to the place I was trying to get
For real. Islander M says, totally depends on the mood. In my house, I've gone from being a scientist to a wizard to just having my dream house, and designing all of those was so fun. I love designing my house in Wild World, and New Horizons' design capabilities are so much more advanced and give you so many more options. But then again, outdoor decorating is kind of like indoor decorating by multiplied like 100. I would say I have more difficulties with outdoor decorating based on the placement of trees and the inability to plant flowers in half spaces. And it can frustrate me to the point where I lose motivation to do anything. Mm. Overall, though, I can't imagine New Horizons missing either of them. And I do honestly love doing them both. So these are some good points. Yeah.
Yeah. I am really into that point about the trees. Kind of, basically, like any greenery cannot be placed in those half increments at all. Like they all have to be in that full main square that is set for things, so it can definitely feel like it gets in the way of what you want to accomplish in a design. But yeah, so I get that completely.
I mean, I just have trouble in general with items that, like, I like being able to place them in half increments, but items that are like 2.5 are so obnoxious to me. Like the new carp flag that we got, which is amazing, just needs to be two squares instead of 2.5.
Okay, I was wondering what size that was. I was like, is this 2.5 or 3? It's so big.
Or it could be 3. That's fine. Just pick one.
No in-betweeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. The worst ones are those ones that are 1.5 by 1.5.
Oh, my gosh. And you're, like, trying to put a circle around it or something. No.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's hard to work with, for sure. Yeah. So our last answer is from Pip, and they said, my favorite is indoor decorating. This would be because I have been making a GameCube population growing island, which means not much decor goes outside. It has been a lot of fun trying to make my house look like it would have been back in the day. Please, Nintendo, bring back old furniture. My favorite is the pineapple bed or froggy chair. Yeah, that is fun too. Like, I feel like more than any other game, the quirkiness of the items really work in the first Animal Crossing. Everything just looked so chunky and blocky in that one. Seeing a little froggy chair and pineapple bed is hilarious in that one. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. Don't want the episode to end? Well, you can keep the conversation going by Nintendo switching over to our Discord. Just follow the link in the description, and you can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support the show in a bigger way and get your voice heard during the show? Visit patreon.com/ChewyPlaysNintendo. You can support our show with just $1, get special access to a secret room on Discord, join in on the Haken Islander Corner, and even read a monthly newsletter covering all things Haken and Chewy Plays. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. Tuned in on YouTube? The comments are a great place to let us know your answers to the Haken Islander Corner. Which do you like better? Indoor decorating or outdoor decorating? If you dig what you hear, please KK slide over to that review section on your platform of choice. Let people know what they're missing out on. Haken is Wild production, brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.